Let me move down to the next thing I want to talk about is naming websites.
Yeah. We've talked about this once before.
Dude, this has been my hell for the last month and a half. Yeah. There's a reason I have bags underneath my eyes. It's because probably I've been drinking a lot because it's hard to come up with company names. Not company names, but product names.
Right, right, right.
So what's funny is like I have this one product that's coming out. I've been trying to come up with a name for it. I want it's a combination iPhone app slash destination site, meaning that there will actually be a .com destination for it as well.
I've seen the wireframes. It's going
to
be fun.
So because of that, I need to have the .com domain. Mm-hmm. I want it to be like short, like 4, 5, 6 characters. And it's just been a nightmare. Like, good names now are 100K.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, they're $100,000 freaking dollars. And Fred Wilson just had a great post about what you should spend on a domain name. He says that 50K is kind of acceptable. I know friends of mine that have spent 200, 300K on a freaking domain name, which is insane. I'm trying to find something for around 20. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to go on the cheap.
Yeah.
Even though it's crazy that's the cheap now is $20,000. But I've been using all these different services. And, you know, I haven't found a good one yet, but I'll tell you a couple little hints. I've spent a lot of time doing this. So if you're looking for domain names, I'm glad to share. So one that I use, Sedo.com, Sedo.com is one of the biggest domain like marketplaces
S-E-D-O.
Out there. Sedo, yeah, Sedo.com. Mm-hmm. What I do is I say in the advanced search, I say .com, 5 characters, and then I search by not price, but bids. And this isn't auction bids. This is like bids that they haven't accepted. And so like there's a good chance that like there's a lot of crap in there that like of domains that mean nothing, like X537. And you're like, oh, why would I ever want to buy that? And so you don't want to sort through all that crap. You want to get rid of all that out of the result set. And the best way to get rid of it is look at domains that have at least had one bid in the past. That means somebody looked at it and said, oh, that's of value to me. I'm going to put a bid on it.
That's smart.
And so that helps filter that out. The other thing I do is I go and I get common extensions like of things that I want. So like I know that there's great names that end in M-O or that start in L-O or that end in B-E or that end in L-Y or that end in E-S. And so I'll go through down. I wrote out like all – one of the really good things to do is you go to like – there's this Web 2.0 directory online. Yeah. And you can go and look at all the old Web 2.0 company names. And you go and look at all of them. Some of them – a lot of them share very common like endings like – like EO, like Odeo or Opion or or whatever it may be. And you take those and you go into like GoDaddy Auctions and you say ends with these three characters, .com, this length, and then sort. And then I'll sort by price and then start going down from there. So that's another way. But, you know, it just takes a long time. And you have to be – the thing that's really tricky now is once you find a name – let's say I found a couple names that I've really enjoyed. Now you have to get them to agree on a price. Now you have to do a trademark search to make sure that the trademark's available. Now you have to make sure that the actual iPhone app is available.
Yeah.
So, you know, oftentimes these things won't sync up. You'll find a great domain. You're like, okay, I want that. The trademark's owned by somebody else. You're like, okay, now I can't have it. Find a great domain. I want that. Trademark is available. And then you go and look, and there's already a pre-existing iPhone app. You could do some really funky things like get the trademark and try and force them out, but then you don't want to be a dick, you know? So it's like... it's just really hard.
If someone has an amazing domain that they want to offer you, how should they do that?
Send me an at reply on Twitter and just put the domain in the at reply.
Maybe hashtag domain or something so that you're not trying to send you a link.
If you do hashtag KR, like Kevin Rose, KR domain, I'll search that later. I'd really appreciate it. We are spending... you know, if you have something awesome and it's like you want 15, 20, 25 grand for it, happy to spend that because that's kind of our budget for this project. So we want things that are pronounceable in a bar. So here's my test. If it's a crowded bar and you say it to someone, they should be able to understand what you just said and hopefully spell it back and you know to go to that address later.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be like 2 or 3 or 4 different ways to spell the same thing.
Yeah.
What else? That's pretty much about it. Those are my big ones. Another way I do, another little trick I do is I have friends like Glenn or somebody that hasn't seen me in a while, and I'll be like, I'll act like I'm playing on my cell phone, and I'll be like, oh, dude, have you tried Verb? It's awesome. And they'll be like, oh, what's that? And be like, what did you think it was? And like you ask them, and then they're like, oh, I thought it would have been a cool app, or oh, it sounded stupid. And you kind of gauge other people's response to how the name might sound, even though you don't own the name. You know, it's kind of a little trickery.